Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the heart of what's going on with college football right now. College athletics for the spring and try to figure out exactly what's up. Dan Wetzel, one of the most respected guys across the country when it comes to college sports. Nice enough to join us from Yahoo Sports. And he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Dan, how you doing today?
How's it going, man?
Doing all right, guys. How are you?
Good. Dan, what's your latest take on what's happening with the Power 5 conferences and what's going to happen with college football here in the next 48 hours?
Well, look, you know, every indication is the Big Ten is close to canceling fall sports. You know, they've had a couple different president-chancellor meeting the weekend. Nothing came out of those that didn't suggest there was an overwhelming support to cancel fall sports, but they haven't done it yet. The Pac-12 certainly would probably be in line with the Big Ten. They seem to be together. You have two things. I mean, the Big Ten essentially told their schools that they can't advance to full padded training camp, which alone would make the September 5th start almost impossible at this point, it being only a few weeks away. But they haven't pushed things back. The Pac-12 is trying to start their camps next Monday, but in the state of California, where four schools reside, that wouldn't even be possible under current guidelines. So those two leagues are certainly, you know, league one or 1A that's going to cancel and maybe go together. But it hasn't happened yet, so we'll see. And then it's a matter of do the other three Power 5 conferences, you know, follow along. Or do they sit there and say, we'll go it alone, or do they further study it and take a little more time? I'm expecting they take a little more time and we'll see. But there's very, very, very little optimism that there'll be any semblance of a college football season when you talk to athletic directors or conference officials or anything like that right now. It's not done, but there just isn't a lot of optimism. So that's where we're at. It's teetering on the brink, and we'll see if they get or a new mindset or new medical advice or new whatever comes along to switch that up.
Dan, was this the repercussion of the MAC deciding that they were postponing their season over the weekend, or is this something that they've been looking at for an extended period of time, and we're just going to, I mean, for lack of better terminology, pull the trigger anyway?
No, I mean, I think the MAC, you know, it's not completely insignificant, but they're not going to take their marching orders from the MAC. I mean, this has been going on. I mean, look, from the day the NCAA basketball tournament canceled, I had an SEC AD say, man, I'm worried about football. And, you know, this was mid-March. And I was like, really? You know, and he's like, yeah, it's close. You know, it's closer than you think. And all spring, there was just a lot of like, how are we going to do this? What's going on? Trying to figure out the virus. And then there was a real hope. There was a little more optimism in June that, you know, if you remember, the idea was that the virus would almost die out in the summer and there'd be very few cases nationally. And then we would come back. Maybe flu season would be bad or late fall and there'd be a second wave. So there was certainly a thought that, you know, you do that and now you say, hey, we can get a season in, you know, we're not going to worry about a possible outbreak. And schools started saying, hey, we're going to be in camp, you know, we're going to have classes through Thanksgiving, and which you'd basically get your college football season in. And then really starting July 1 till now, as the cases went back up and hit all over the country, they're just the optimism went away. So again, they haven't progressed to the point where they were really full steam ahead. They would release a schedule, but they weren't allowing full pad practices. So, you know, you can say you're going to play September 5th, but how the heck do you play football if you're going to have less than a month, what's today, the 10th, August 10th, less than a month of training camp? COVID is one concern, but football is a dangerous game and a hard game to play regardless. You know, so in the best of times. So they weren't making a lot of steps that were leading to this actually happening. So it wasn't really the Mac. It's been a long, slow process. It's been a hope that things would turn with the virus. This is just the problem. I know everyone kind of is looking for someone to blame on this, and it's kind of human nature, but the reality is we have a pandemic, and people want to play football, but it's financially, a lot of these guys desperately need to play football, but it's just a significant challenge that college football is always the least equipped to try to handle compared to the other. Obviously, it's not a pro sport, but it's a major, major sport in this country.
I don't know if you're going to have the answer to this, but if these schools knew that this was coming down the pipe, why release the schedule to begin with?
I don't know. They just did. This is what they do. Why not? Might as well set it out there. Maybe things change. I mean, I do think you should go to the last minute and then pull it. This is kind of why, you know, I think what you're looking at in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 is, should we even start full, you know, should we start practice? Once camp starts, we're basically starting a season. I think that's kind of where we're at right now. The Big Ten could sit there and say, hey, we're gonna push the season back to September 26th. That's when the Pac-12, and that buys us another week or maybe two of where we don't have to start camp. But that's all you're doing at this point. So I think it's just what they do. And then you have all sorts of theories of, hey, send in your ticket money, send in your donations.
Right.
You know, send in your tuition check. I mean, you had people in the spring, oh, we're going to have a full season, full, you know, come to our school. Everybody who has a college-age student that's listening knows that decision where you're trying to say, what am I paying for here? And these schools are businesses, and so they want you to think for as long as possible you're getting the full experience that's worth $20,000, $30,000, you know, in some cases $70,000. And you know, because if you're just sitting there saying, hey, we're just going to have online classes and you're not going to be allowed in your dorm and there's going to be no extra, you know, you go, well, I'll take a year off. So you can go to that. I'm not going to accuse everybody of that, but probably a thought. Probably entered into the thinking.
Hey, Dan, why not just push the pause button and say, let's just go to spring? I know there are ramifications. There are some players that won't play in the spring. I get it. Why not just push this thing to spring, and then if you get to January 1st and we're still on the same boat, then you hit the cancellation button. Why not do that?
Well, that's very, very possible that they'll do that, or even just suspend it. You know, they say, hey, look, we'll revisit this. Maybe we can, and let's start working on basketball. You know, maybe we can get basketball going.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there's still an NCAA basketball tournament that's now 6 months away or something like that, 7 months away, that they would certainly love to be able to stage. Can you do that with bubbles? Like, you know, if you look at the bubbles, they're working. Bubbles work in the NBA, NHL, and MLS. It's going very well. You know, MLB and I think NFL can maybe power through because they can just continually sign players. College sports is in this weird spot where it's not a professional operation, but it is tech, you know, for all intents, for our purposes as fans, it's as big as a professional thing. So you just have this weird deal. You don't have a union to deal with. You're having decisions made by, you know, a university president, an academic, not Jerry Jones, who's just like, let's play. It's all those things. So you could push the spring. Here's the problem with the spring, though. You know, define spring. Like,
right.
You know, maybe in Alabama you can start playing in late January, but you want to try that in the Big Ten. How many games could you play? If you only play, you're going to lose a bunch of players. And then how does it impact 2021 fall? Can you really play, say, 8 games in the spring and then say, oh, we're coming back and you have to play 12 in the fall? Are you going to have a season end in late May and then start up camps in August 1st? Is that fair to the players? Is that what's the health implications of that? You know, it's another level of challenges and questions and things. But, you know, I just leave it on the table and try to figure that out. I'm not certainly not opposed to that. And that may be what happens. But the spring is not just a panacea. We also have no idea whether you can play in the spring, you know. So is the virus going to be more under control in late January when you'd want to start camps than it is right now? Obviously, nobody knows that answer.
He is Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist. Also, check him out on the Yahoo Sports College Football Podcast with Dan and then Pete Thamel and, of course, Pat Forty as well. All sorts of good stuff there. So you put out a column this weekend that I thought was really interesting about one of these conferences just deciding, you know what, we're going to play football and let's build the schedule from there. Is that still possible?
So it's possible. What is kind of, you know, look, I think each conference, each school should make their own decision. And I don't know what that decision is. I'm not the health expert. These are really complicated. I know everyone wants to yell at somebody and you got to do this, you got to do that. It's very, very challenging, okay? So I'm not going to be the one to say you must play. You should, you know, you're an idiot if you don't play or you're an idiot if you do. What I hope isn't the case, and it seemed like when you talk to these athletic directors and people around the country, it's like, well, if the Big Ten goes, then this league will go too. No one wants to stand out there alone. My thing would be, look, if just because the Big Ten says we can't do it or we don't want to do it, that doesn't necessarily mean if your health officials say something different, don't feel the political pressure of saying we have to go too. We can't do it alone. You know, that's basically it. There's this kind of groupthink. We need cover. You know, we don't want to be the first to say no. I mean, it seems like the Big Ten wants to cancel, but they don't want to be the one that's canceled. So it's like, can we get anybody else to go with us? Like, do your thing. Be the leaders and make your decision. I have more respect if the Big Ten just comes out and says, we're out. And if everyone else wants in, I don't, whatever, we're out. Like, at least the MAC did it, right? And they're not just sitting there hiding and going, well, will you guys jump with us? Or, you know, and that's kind of my thing. Like, I don't know what the one thing we've learned here, you can talk to 100 doctors and get 100 different opinions or variables on this. So if you think you can play in Texas, then play in Texas. Don't sit there and say we can't do it because they can't play in Minnesota. So that's all it. I don't know if anyone will go alone. Probably not. I mean, when there are some interesting things, like BYU wants to play. The military academies are saying we're playing. We've never shut down. You know, we could have like Army Navy be for the national title technically. Like, who's 2-0? give them the AP poll, right? I don't know. You know, which kind of would be cool, actually. At this point, I'll take anything. But, you know, I hate the groupthink of just like, well, we don't have the courage to stand alone one way or the other. If you're truly listening to the science and you're truly listening to these health, and, you know, and now most of these schools have access to, you know, massive hospitals and all this stuff. If you truly are just listening to that, then make a call or don't, you know, but don't just sit there and go, wow, this is a political decision. I think that's kind of frustrating for all of us we want football, right? We want college football. If it's possible, then do it. If it's not possible, then don't. But don't be saying, well, we think it's possible, but politically it's not. So we're not going to go along with it. That would be more frustrating to me. They all sit there and say this isn't doable. All right, whatever. You know, some things aren't doable. It's a pandemic. Just stand on your own and make your own decisions.
Hey, Dan, look into your crystal ball for a second here. Tell me, let's pretend that we're 2 years from now and we're past it. They found a vaccine. People feel comfortable going back. Guys want to play. And I'm hoping that this is the scenario. What do you think we'll – and I know we're in the middle of it right now, but what have you learned and what do you think we will have learned about college athletics by the pandemic and what the pandemic has done?
Well, I think athletic departments will be smaller. There's going to be a lot of debt built up over this. There's going to be less scholarships on your non-I don't know if this really, you know, concerns the average fan, but I think you'll see fewer teams, fewer sports, and fewer scholarships for those sports. So if a baseball team somewhere offers 11 scholarships, they may offer two or none. You will see a paring back of some of that. I think you also see players understanding they have more value than they will, and they're going to have a bigger seat at the table. You have name, image, and likeness coming, different things. So it's going to be very transitional on that. But other than that, I mean, I think you will get back at football and basketball, the sports that care, will get back to, somewhat normal. I think it's there. First off, the schools need them to, because there's just no way not to generate the revenue. I mean, Penn State sent us a letter out to their season ticket holders last year saying they're going to lose nine figures in revenue this year if they don't play. That's $100 million plus. So they need Penn State football to make that $100 million back, because they're going to pass. You know, they owe money. They built stadiums. They have debt service on that. They're going to have to take out loans to cover whatever to keep the lights on here. They have obligations like scholarships and some salaries and again, debt service on facilities. So I don't think football will be smaller. Will fewer schools play? Will there be less emphasis at some schools? Like, will the MAC have 12 teams? I don't know. That'd be really interesting. But I think at the big-time level, it'll continue. I just don't think you're going to see full scholarship downfield hockey teams and swimming and men's tennis and things like that.
What do you think of the players coming out with the hashtag, "We want to play"? I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been really vocal on that on Twitter, and a couple others have decided to hop on with it.
I mean, I think that's cool, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, that's, in terms of the decision that a campus leader has to make. If you're making this decision based on a hashtag on Twitter, then you aren't equipped to make this decision. Because who cares whether my kids want to eat ice cream for dinner? That's not it. I'm glad they're it almost talks to how messed up college athletics is, and part of the charm. But in the NFL, you got a player, you got a union, you got a player rep you can talk to. There's more. These guys have got nothing. This is all they have, is to throw out a Twitter hashtag. So I understand that the vast majority of college football players want to play college football, of course. But that can't really have any impact. This is either safe or it isn't. That, to me, is it. And if you determine with all of the resources and all the experts you have that this isn't safe, cancel the season. How are you going to argue? But if you're going to sit there and wobble and go, well, I don't want to hurt these players' feelings, they really want to try, that makes no sense to me. So I think this is where we're at. I'm not surprised Trevor Lawrence wants to play, but because I'm Clemson, I mean, if I'm him, that kid was about to win a Heisman Trophy and maybe a second national championship. Like, of course you'd want to play, right? But their opinion, I think, really can't be much of a factor in this determination.
Dan, quickly, 15 seconds. Next 24 hours, yes, Big Ten shuts down, and Big 12. What do you think here?
I'd say the next 48 hours, from what I'm hearing, you'll probably get some resolution on the Big Ten and Pac-12. The others, no. I think they'll at least hold out another week or two and see. That'd be if I had to bet it, that's what I'd go with.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate
your
time.
We really appreciate it.
Always love your perspective.
Yeah, take
care,
guys.
See you, man.
Dan Wetzel joining us from Yahoo Sports, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Whew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.